What are the two parts of an egg? Of an egg?
The yolk and the white.
The yolk is what color?
Yellow.
What about, what are some ways of cooking eggs?
A big one.
What are some ways of cooking eggs?
Frying them, boil them, and scramble them.
What if you just...
Frying them whole.
What if you just cracked them and let them drop in the boiling water? What would that be?
I wouldn't know.
You ever heard of poached eggs?
Yeah, poached eggs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, what do you call that salt cured meat that you boil with the greens?
Call it salt pork.
Salt pork? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
White meat.
White meat. Is that the same thing as sow belly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does it make any difference what you call it if it has a whole lot of lean on it rather than very little?
You say it's got a lot of lean meat.
Okay. Well, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that whole piece of meat?
Middle.
And what about this type of meat that you buy and slice it thin and you cook it with eggs for breakfast?
Breakfast bacon. Mm-hmm.
And what is it, the part of it, you know, the edge that you cut off? It's tough, it's hard to chew. It probably already comes with the edge cut off, but if you had a side of bacon, you'd have to cut off that real tough edge, you know? You ever heard that called the rind?
Yeah, skin.
Skin, or
yeah.
Rind. Mm-hmm. And this other type of meat that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast, it's real hot tasting, you know? We were talking about it tonight. It comes in patties or links.
Sausage.
What would you call a man who sells meat and nothing else?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat has been kept too long, you say the meat's done what?
Right.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Stale.
Maybe just spoiled?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
After you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
Ever heard people call that anything else?
Well, you get the jewels off of them. First day of January, people are going to cook hog jewels and peas.
Yeah, that's traditional, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be for luck or something?
We have figured that you'd have dry peas, and hog jewels would have a good look.
Yeah. Talking about souse, does it make any difference what you call it, whether it's pickled or not?
No, I never have eaten a pickled souse. I've always just eaten.
Have you ever heard people call that hog head cheese?
Yeah.
Or head cheese?
Hog head cheese, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't eat cheese. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. What do you call that stuff that you make by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
I call it liver hash.
Mm-hmm. How do you make that?
I put it in a pot of lights and liver and put sage in that, and then grind it up, and take some barbecue sauce to season it.
Uh-huh.
That's good to eat, too.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I bet people eat hog blood, but I don't know what you call it. Mm-hmm. I never have eaten that.
I don't have neither. I don't believe I care to. What about, have you ever heard of maybe taking the juice from the head cheese or the liver sausage and stirring it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it, and then after it gets cold, slicing it up and frying it?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call it.
You ever heard people call that scrapple?
No.
Or cripple? Something like that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good?